Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. I just want to jump on here and just do a quick little podcast episode for you all. So let's begin. First, I want to do a podcast episode on the issue of celebrities oversharing. And the reason I'm naming this podcast that title is over the weekend, the rapper Young Miami and the singer Keeley Williams both went viral for some very interesting things that they said. Now I'm going to play you all clips of what both girls said, and then I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, why I picked this one?
Oh, Lord. What is it?
I can't say it.
You got to.
It says, take a shot. If not, go to showers. I do.
Golden showers, meaning when the guy pees on you, pee on you everywhere. You like it?
I just like
it. You do? Freak of the week, huh? So you say take a shot. You say take a shot.
Oh, yeah, I take a shot.
You like golden showers?
I do.
But like peeing on you?
I don't know. It's just.
I'm gonna be honest.
Hold on, one more thing. I need something.
So I'm gonna be honest with you. I've never had a golden shower.
I did.
I've never had a golden shower. Like, I've given one. Oh, is that the same thing as squirting? Or
yeah, they say that. I don't know. But I haven't had a golden shower in my life.
I give.
Okay, so that's what Young Miami said. Now, this is what Keeley Williams said.
Raz B from B2K.
Date is a loose word. I wouldn't give that. I wouldn't give that definition. I think I said entanglement. With
but
all
entanglement
except
means...
for Omari.
Well, entanglement,
I've grown. I can learn it. Everybody has their whole days. Let them have them. We can look back on them days when we're older and be like, yeah, I was out there thotting.
So wait. Keeley, Fizz, J-Book, Raspy at the same damn time?
Only one time. That's only a one time thing.
Okay, so that's what Keeley Williams said. And for those of all who are confused by, you know, why that clip is trending, I'm pretty sure most people know what a golden shower is. That's why Young Miami is trending. And also P. Diddy, P-E-E Diddy is trending as well. But when the interviewer asked Keeley, you know, did she have them all at the same time? And she said that only happened one time. You know, Keeley was basically describing a gangbang or, you know, running a train or, you know, a bus down. Depending on which slang you want to use, but basically that's what she was saying happened. Now, both of those clips trended, especially, you know, Young Miami saying she likes golden showers. And, you know, it's caused a lot of debates. There's been a lot of jokes about both of these situations. You know, even other people are coming out admitting that they like golden showers or they like getting gangbanged. And, you know, the situation is just very interesting to me. This whole thing is very interesting to me. First of all, I'm all for, you know, people being open about their sexuality. You know, I like sex. I like things concerning sex. But I also like intelligent conversations. You know, and also there's a time and a place for everything. Okay, Young Miami, you know, is going into a different space. And, you know, I do watch her little talk show, you know, that she has on Revolt TV. And you know what? I do like some of the episodes. Okay, you know, she's actually done what I said a lot of these young rap girls should do and just take their music and stop making music, especially if you don't have no talent, and go do something else. And she has actually went and done that. You know, I like that she actually lets the guests talk. I like that, you know, she has her questions prepared. And you know what? Her podcast does come off very fun. And, you know, she has a good personality. But, you know, I felt like she shouldn't have said that because, you know, she was just, you know, arguing with P. Diddy's other women about him. And I mean, you know, you over there saying you like to be peed on. Who's to say that them girls won't take that information and use it against you? Who's to say that, you know, someone won't make up this wild rumor that you like getting shitted on? And people will just believe it now because, you know, you said you like being peed on. You know, I just don't think she should have done that. And, you know, my issue with Keely Williams saying that she likes gangbangs. And you know what? I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. If everyone is a consenting adult, you know, I've had friends who are into that and I don't judge them for it. But, you know, my issue with Keely was, one, you could have kept that to yourself. And two, you know, I didn't like when she said everyone has their whole days, you know. If you're having consensual sex with someone, I don't think that considers that that's a hoe. Like, my definition of a hoe is an irresponsible person. Person who's irresponsibly, sexually irresponsible person. That's my definition of a hoe. Okay? If everyone was protected while you was doing that gangbang, I don't think that's a hoeish thing to do. I don't. You know, and I also don't like that Keely has but two young kids as well as Young Miami, and you're just putting this out there as if, you know, that just won't stay around forever. You know, it's one thing if you say it to a personal friend, but don't tell the world that. Then you done sat around here and put them boys' businesses out there. And, you know, I know there's been an epidemic of men describing their sexual exploits with women, but some of these women do it too. They do. And Keely Williams is a prime example of that. And to be honest with you, I'm just not here for that either. Because again, people can use that against you. Okay. We live in a very different times right now, and you know, there's laws trying to be passed all over this country about what type of sex you can have and all other stuff. And you know, Young Miami and Keely Williams both have young kids under the age of 10. Who's to say that one of their baby daddies won't get mad and try to take full custody based off what you say in the media? That can happen. Or, you know, who's to say that, you know, you're trying to get on this TV show and someone pulls up that clip and the TV show is more family oriented, they won't hire you.
Yes!
Sorry, y'all. My mom. I've been telling y'all I gotta move out. But yes, that's what can happen. You know, again, Young Miami's moving into this different space. Okay, you know, you know, she's very popular online, but what if she wants to take that to the next level? You know, people could bring up what you say on that podcast and say they don't want to work with you. P. Diddy money only goes so far, and who's to say that relationship with P. Diddy won't last? So I think people, especially young women, need to think, you know, before just going on these podcasts and on these little talk shows describing their sex lives. And on that note, I'm your boy Dean. I hope you enjoyed this Piping Hot Tea, and I'll be back with some more episodes.